President Obama heads to Alaska today. Lots of interest in how he's going to thread the needle of pointing out the damage of climate change while allowing new oil drilling in the Arctic. We'll keep an eye on that. But meanwhile, he kicked off the trip by switching the name of the state's iconic mountain, McKinley, back to Denali. Just like that. Denali was renamed in 1917 to honor assassinated President William McKinley. The change is upsetting some in his native Ohio. House Speaker John Boehner said he's deeply disappointed. But it's being applauded by Native American Alaskans who've long had their names taken away. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He's in New York. He's been giving this some thought. Hi, Derek.
Hi.
And tell us, first of all, how Mount McKinley came to be Mount McKinley.
Some geographical names reflect a rich, worthy history. Mount McKinley is not one of them. In 1896, it was a gold prospector named William A. Dickey who wrote an article in the New York Sun saying that he had visited the tallest peaks in Alaska, which, by the way, was not yet a state, and he called the very tallest Mount McKinley. Why Mount McKinley? Well, William McKinley had just won the Republican nominee for president in 1896, and he was an outspoken proponent of the gold standard, which William A. Dickey liked quite a bit, and so he named it as sort of a joke, a tease, to needle his peers who are fans of the silver standard. Mm. So it should be said, McKinley never went to Alaska. He was never president of the territory now called Alaska, but William A. Dickey's gag became enshrined in history for about 100 years.
Well, especially after McKinley was then assassinated, some could confuse this and think, you know, you name a mountain after someone because he's assassinated. It had nothing to do with it.
No, it had nothing to do with that at all. Right, exactly.
Well, and then Denali means the great one in the Athabascan language of Alaska Natives. And so it's now being reverted to that. And some are saying that this is part of a new thinking on the part of the president, a new platform that he's setting out to somehow honor Native Americans. That's going to be fascinating to watch. But how common is it for name changes like this?
It's interesting. You're calling from an area previously inhabited by the Massachusetts tribe, but named Boston after a town in London. Mm. And I'm talking from the island, the Lenape tribe, Manhattan's original inhabitants, called Manahatta, or Hilly Island. But the city, which was once called New Amsterdam, is now called New York. So it's interesting that a lot of these geographical names are often a kind of beautiful palimpsest. You have the new laid over the old, and the old can shine through. So the English names York, Boston, living alongside the Indian names Manahatta, Massachusetts. Sometimes, however, we go the full Mount McKinley. And my feeling is that as long as the locals are interested in changing it back, and as you mentioned, Alaska legislators have been trying for decades to change this back to Denali to have their efforts frustrated by Ohio delegates, it seems reasonable to me to make these changes, particularly when the locals are so adamant to do so.
Well, and some still call it Denali. I mean, we've seen that with other namings. There are people who still call Washington, D.C.'s airport National, even though it was renamed the Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport in 1998. And, you know, people are slow to use that.
Yeah, I'm from Washington, D.C., or from Northern Virginia. I grew up with it National. I call it National. I call it DCA. I call it Reagan, all of those things. But it does break down, I think, very much in the D.C. area, which is, by its very nature, deeply political, along political lines. A lot of Democrats still hold a grudge. The Republicans sort of forced this down the White House throat in 1998, the year they did the name change, when the president, Bill Clinton at the time, didn't veto the bill, partly because he was busy handling other affairs relating to a certain intern. But in the last two decades, you have people who refuse to call it Reagan, who insist that other people call it Reagan. And so once again, I just think this goes back to the fact that geographical names are not just some aesthetic thing. It's about politics. It's about pride. It's about shared history and beliefs.
Yeah, and it can be very serious. Or not. We're hearing from listeners. Josie Bear, I hope I've gotten that right, maybe Barr, writes that her oldest son, who's now 13, was named after Mount McKinley. His name's McKinley. Their younger son, 9, is now named after Mount St. Elias, the second tallest mountain in North America. And McKinley's now wondering if he has to change his name to Denali.
I don't think the president's quite going to sign an executive order changing all American McKinleys to Denali.
Well, and they say they used to live in Alaska. They have seen Denali. They love the name change. It truly is the great one, which is how it's interpreted. But the Washington Post has a piece today about five eminently renameable landmarks, including Mount Rushmore, which the natives, Native Americans, used to call the Six Grandfathers. You think there's going to be more of this?
Well, it's interesting. We're living at a time right now where you are seeing a lot of symbolic fights over naming, both with the Confederate flag controversies in the South and now with Mount McKinley to the North. I don't think the name Mount Rushmore is going away anytime soon. I think that has a little bit more of a symbolic value to Americans. This is one case where it should be said, once again, Alaskans wanted the name change, and that, I think, makes it all the more appropriate.
Yeah. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. We're now going to be referring to you as Robert, because we just are. Thank
you. That's fine. That's my dad's name.
Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I am Robin Young.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Here and Now.